Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, Kevin Samuels, rest in peace. He said it the best, guys.
Winter is coming.
Guys, winter is coming for all these Theo Fours. Guys, they're broke as a joke. I have a whole playlist on how these chicks are broke, man. They can't afford their mortgages, their student loans, credit card debt, all this other stuff, guys. They're homeless, living in tents. And guys, all the ones that do have a place to live, guys, they're getting evicted. Guys, this is 2024. They speculate by the end of the year we'll hit a major recession. And guys, these chicks are cooked, right? So guys, let's go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some of these chicks that are about to get evicted. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going, guys. Check out my second channel, my locals description, guys. Let's get into this.
Hey guys, sorry I haven't been posting much. It's been crazy and hectic. And I told you guys it would be for these next couple months. It just now got even more crazy and hectic because I have to move. I am getting evicted. I can't afford my rent right
Of
now.
course you can't. Now, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you guys might have a hard time understanding this person right here. So, guys, let me translate for you.
We now come back up with you.
So, I lost my job as a dispatcher, and when that happened, things took a turn for the worse. I did what I could do. We went to Kentucky for archery nationals. Now we're getting ready to go back for cheer nationals. So
you didn't
it's
get
been
another job.
Crazy hectic. On top of that, my baby brother just graduated, so we've been busy with that. And now I'm getting evicted. So if I can get rent paid before the 23rd, of July, then we won't get evicted.
How about you get a job?
But if I don't, then we'll get evicted, and it's just a hot mess. So we're starting to pack up, because all the money that I'm trying to save up now, which I don't have, is for this trip because my daughter made it to nationals.
So she's saving up money for her daughter's cheerleading trip instead of paying rent. Guys. This is why fathers should get automatic custody.
Just gonna pick up and move because only God knows why things happen. On top of that, also it's been crazy and hectic around here because my neighbors are Karens, and they are assholes. So we've had the cops out here multiple times, and landlord has not done crap about them. They have been taking pictures and videos of my girls and all the other kids that's around here, and there's like a gray fine line area. Like, if I could catch him doing it or catch him like pointing it to my window, then it's a different feel and I can get him evicted or put in jail, but whatever. Like, it's just been crazy. Perks of living in a trailer park, I guess.
A trailer park.
But now I'm just trying to find another place to live for us and just move on. Like, I love the town we live in. It's a nice little quiet town. But I just feel like there's other things out there for us, and maybe God is letting this happen for a reason. So the economy sucks, and that's that. Love you guys.
She said the economy sucks. And guys, of course, she's messed her life up being a single mom living in a trailer park. So, of course, she has to talk about Jesus. And guys, do you honestly believe her story about her neighbors? Guys, okay, first of all, guys, they're in a trailer park. Let's be honest. No one in there is good, guys. But guys, she doesn't pay her rent. So she's probably sitting around all day doing nothing, right? Probably has her kids running around acting loud, being crazy because they aren't paying rent. Her neighbor probably has to get up and go to work, right? And they're probably making noise, waking him up. So he's trying to film and say, look, like, this is how much noise they're making. And of course she's,
how dare you?
Get a job, you knucklehead. And guys, you know what? I'm going to do another video on this. Guys, you guys know how GoFundMe is a scam that these 304s use? Guys, TikTok's the new one. Because they all put their cash apps and stuff in here. She's trying to beg for money for her rent on TikTok. Clown world. Clown world, guys. You guys are hashtags. Hashtag crazy. Hashtag stupid. Hashtag God's plan. Hashtag life sucks. Hashtag eviction. Look at that, guys. Get a job, you knucklehead. Look at this shit. Clown world. Guys, let me just get the race card out for this one, because we gon' need it. Guys, look at the tattoos on this chick's face, and her neck, and her chest. Yo, we already know why she's getting evicted. Oh, look at that, dude. Look at that.
It's currently 12:34 in the morning, and I'm currently moving all my shit out of my apartment because, like I told y'all, I'm going to do the story time.
Jesus.
They evicted me because my landlords are big. Like, they racist. Like, it's nothing. I'm going to get into, like, the...
Oh, yeah, please. They're racist. Please. Come on, guys.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray.
Clown world. Who believes that?
Yells and shit, but they racist, point blank, period. So I got evicted 2 months into me living in the unit. It's a townhome. Show y'all. We got majority of the stuff out. But yeah,
how trash that place is.
Yeah, so that's upstairs. I'll go upstairs, show you upstairs. But anyways, I posted this, like, where I'm at. I posted it when I first came and looked at it, and when
look
I
her neck tattoo, Jesus,
first got the townhouse, I posted it on my TikTok, whatever. So the videos are still up if you want to see them. But anyways, I got evicted 2 weeks into living here, into my lease, because they said that when I first moved in, I moved in at 12:00 in the morning and it was laid out, and then my neighbor said that I spent the whole weekend unpacking, and it was, they said I wasn't a good fit for the neighborhood. Me and my boyfriend got into an argument.
Of course you did. So her and Nug Nug were out there, they're screaming at each other.
And they said that we were very loud. So they said that I was basically for noise complaint, basically. So, which was so crazy because, y'all, I really, like, didn't even, the point of time where they evicted me, I didn't even have my bed in here. My bed wasn't even in here. So when they evicted me, I'm like, I haven't even been there. We've been staying at his house because I don't have a bed to sleep in. So I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cool. So I took my time moving. So this is back. They told me I got evicted in November and I had to be out December 7th. I took my time because it's like I have to find somewhere to go. It's about to be Christmas, New Year. So it's, today's the 26th. So 8:00 today. So it's 12 a.m. So 8 a.m. today, everything got to be out. So they can't put the shit on the door to get all this. So, yo. I'm going to tell y'all more about the story, but I just wanted to go and tell y'all since I was in the process of moving this shit around. It's really crazy. Like, I really just can't believe they did all this. Y'all don't understand.
So she just moved in, and then her and Nug Nug, right, got in an argument, and all of a sudden she's, I'm going to kill your bitch ass, bitch! In the middle of the night, right?
I hope you die, bitch! I hope you die of AIDS, ho!
And, like,
yeah, that'll make things better. Let's drink instead of moving.
It was shitty here. It's just really crazy. They didn't even need me bed as fuck. It's cool, though. It's cool. So I already got an apartment. The problem is, I actually, this happened the day before. My moving day for my apartment was January 25th, the day they came and put the notice on the door. So yesterday, technically today, but yesterday, I was supposed to be moving anyways, but my apartment not ready because it snowed and did all that other shit. So it's not ready. So it won't be ready until the 2nd. So now I'm having to move twice. Like, just look at the devil. I'm having to move twice. So I got to put my shit in storage, and then I'm going to have to move it from storage on the 2nd and move it into my new apartment. It's some bullshit, but this is cool.
Look at this, guys. And guys, this shit calls herself Barbie Rax. Hey, guys. The first person, the first comment says, I guarantee they are not racist. The second person says, that place is trashed. Second person says, place is trash to me. It looks to me like you wouldn't be a big fit. I mean, a good fit because of that. Next time, do better. Someone says, next person, who's a woman, says, your hand, neck, and face tattoo tells me all I need to know. Look at that. Look at that. The next person says, most likely the boyfriend she was arguing with was not on the lease. And if you have someone living with you that's not on the lease and the landlord finds out, it's considered a lease violation. Can you imagine, guys, you're living in your townhouse, your apartment, and this knucklehead moves in, right? And you're trying to sleep, and all you hear is,
the streets! I'm a bitch from the streets! I get the money! I get the money! Bitch, give me what you got!
Clown world. And this next person says, girl, this little thing happened to me. I had to move 3 times last October. From new place, to storage, to sister's house, and then a new apartment. Yo, it looks like you're the common denominator, you knucklehead. Come on, man. And guys, this is why I don't believe in these housing vouchers. Guys, for hashtags, hashtag apartment tour, hashtag house of TikTok, hashtag house tours, hashtag evicted. Clown world.
You guys, I am getting evicted.
Of course you are.
From my apartment. I am freaking getting evicted. And I'm trying to not lose my, you know what. Pray for your girl. Just pray for me. That's all. Single mother trying to figure it out. That's all I do. Try to figure it out. When I wasn't getting the help that was considered fair and necessary to raise 3 children.
Getting the help that's considered fair. How about you not be a single mom? Talking about fairness, right? Talking about life. Life should be fair.
Just like a woman.
Clown world.
Whether alone or in a relationship, partnership, and that wasn't happening. I figured it out. I just been figuring it out. I am the queen of figuring it out. Here, I haven't figured it out. And I feel that I'm not supposed to figure it out. I know that I'm supposed to surrender and allow God do what God does. So I'm gonna hold up my head high. What I do know is that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That's cap.
I will not fold. I will remain in my faith and trust God in all of this, because I know that He is in all of this. And He has a plan.
There it is, guys. Talk about Jesus again. Only when they mess their lives up, right? Come on.
And this is part of that plan. I'm not gonna lie. The fear and the worry kicked in, and this is real life right here. So much peace in this, because I am about to get out of Downey. Oh, it's so long overdue. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's an overpass somewhere you can hang out in.
It sucks that it had to be this way, but it is what it is. And it is what it is. That's what it is. So let's watch what God does. I'm patiently waiting, because I definitely have thrown the towel in. It's not for me to figure out. It's not for me to do anything but wait and do my part. And I'm doing my part. That's me showing up to work with the clients I do have and the work I'm doing behind closed doors. So,
well, there you go, guys. Delusion. Delusion, 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 man. This chick. Come on, man. She's cooked, right? She's cooked. And guys, she's going to be out on the street or in a shelter. You know what I mean? With her three kids, and they're going to all be, you're so strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
They chose this instead of cooperating with a guy, getting and staying married, right? And now the streets beckon. So guys, they're hashtags. Hashtag eviction. Hashtag evicted. Hashtag expiration date. Hashtag expired. Hashtag moms of TikTok. Hashtag single mom, guys. Look at that. Guys, I don't feel bad for him. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Guys, Kevin Samuels said that winter's here. And now they're out here, guys. And you know what?
The night is dark and full of terrors.
The night is dark and full of terrors. All right, you guys. This is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.